Ami Taipik Lei.
But even by Chelev is so. Once you said it's by Yais, said it stands for by Chelev also. And we should not need the word Trefa by Chelev also. The Mahayna Ami Taipik Lei. Learn out that by the Chelev of Tzimeya, there's no Heta of Yas Lechom Locha. Why? The Pasuk says, Mi v'chelev nevela. On that we say, Yas Lechom Locha. So we dash in, Mishi suwe mishum batzeichol chelev nevela. On which chelev is there a heta to have a no from it? Only a chelev that has a isa as nevela. But Yotzis Zuwa goes out of Behemoth to Meyo, Shein isuwe mishum batzeichol chelev nevela. The isa there is not because she's eating a chelev of a nevela, Ela mishum to Meyo. Ela my only because it's a Behemoth to Meyo. If so, still the word trefa is extra still. So if the word trefa is extra still, maybe we'll make the drasha to say that on the trefa, the shechita is not matan with enevela. And if so, what do you do with the word trefa? So when it says, ela rather, hai trefa mi boile lasu yechaya. The word trefa comes to include the halacha of the chaya. Because sakut adhimin, I would have thought to say, mi shechel bay osa ubsari muta. Where is there such halacha that the chelev is muta bano only by chelev of a behema? That the chelev is also teat and the basar is muta. Yotze sezu mashen kein by a chaya, even a kosher chaya, shechel by a basar muta. Both even the chelev is muta by a chaya. Like I would have thought to say, since the chelev of a chaya is muta teat, just like the basar. So therefore, if the chaya becomes a novella, I would have thought to say the same way this tumas novella on the bosom, who I didn't should be tumas novella upon the chelev also. So kamashman, that's the chiddush now of trefa, that is still a nisa tuma upon the chelev of a chaya. So that's the pshat, says the word trefa, leisu yechaya, that even a chaya, even though when you make a kosher shechita, the chelev is mutav achila. But in the case where you do not have a kosher shechita, the yis, the tumas nevela is chal upon the chelev of the chaya. Not only the basar of the chaya, but even the chelev also. So that's the kamash v'lo. No, now it says the word trefa, an extra word, that not only by behema, but even by a chaya also. And the halacha is, the tumas nevela is not chal upon the chelev, even though the chelev is muta b'achila by shechita, but l'maisa, when it comes into a nevela, a chaya at the same halacha like a behema, and there's no tumas nevela upon the chelev of a chaya. So that's what we do with the word trefa. Omalei, it says back to him, my shino tmeya, the yain chel becholik mitzara, how can my behema tmeya? There's no difference between the chelev and the basa, that both of them have a tumas nevela on it, but a behema tmeya dies, there's a tumas nevela both upon the chelev and upon the basar. If so, the chura chayin namish, the same swore by a chayin also, and chel by cholak mitzara, that there should be no difference between its basar and its chelev. So just like it's chal a tumas nevela upon the basar, the chura hu adin, it should be chal a tumas nevela upon the chelev. The Yehudi Gemara says, Chaksiv, in this pasuk it says clearly, v'yachol leitachlu. So the hechra, the pasuk is talking about a chelev that's also bachila. You can't tell me the pasuk is coming to include that the chelev of a chaya also, that there's no tumas nevela. The pasuk is only talking about chelev that you're not larit. So chelev of a behema that you're not larit, on that the Torah says there's no tumas nevela. Then echnami, the chelev of a chaya that you are larit, it could be that the same malacha like the basa, that when it dies, the tumas nevela should apply even to the chelev also. So more so true. Ela rather Amar Abaye says like this, Trefa, why does the pasuk say Nevelu Trefa? What is the word Trefa doing there? So I'll tell you, Lagufa Yitzrich, we need it for itself. Rashi says, Letaya Chelev Trefa, Shemesa. But he says that if a Trefa died, it's Chelev is Torah. Well, the Yerba Mili, I'll tell you, Trefa Chaya, that a Trefa could live, Rashi says. Well, the Karma Abaye asked the question is so, Hare Nevelu Amura. It's only talking about a nevela, not about a trefa. Yitzchak still would eat it. Because that I would have thought to say, Hoyle Tumeya Asura Mechayim. Since a Tumeya is also Mechayim, and a trefa is also Mechayim. So it must be like this. Elom Rabbi again. Treifa leguf yitzchok, and even for the guf, for itself, to say that it's chaylev is tor. Why? Shlotami should not say, hoyilu tamei asura, a behema tamei is also, mechayim, even when the behema is alive. O treifa asura mechayim, a behema, that's a treifa legoi. Now the Rashi says, treifa a behema, treifa could live. Still the Torah says, it's also tidit. That treifa asura mechayim, is so ma tamei, just like day behema tamei. Chelbei tamei, that there is a tumas upon the chaylev, is a chura af treifa, chelbei tamei. Who did it in a behema of a treifa, its chaylev should also be tamei. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that the chaylev of a behema treifa has tumas nevela on it. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, hainamim mi boi, you should also need it then. But she said, Yochi, treifa, the ksiv, gabi yoif, nami yitzuch agufei. Look, even the word treifa, says by yoif, that we should also need for itself. Why? Shaloi taima did not say like this. Hoyo vi oif tamei. Asa bi achila. And oif that's tamei and alarit. O treifa asura bi achila. And an oif that's a treifa, yosa nalarit. If so, I thought maybe I should say, ma oif tamei. Eino metamo, just like an oif tamei, has no tumor. When you eat from the nevela, it's not metamiyu. Maybe you have treifa eino metamo. Who then if you eat from an oif that's a treifa, also it's not metamiyu. So even by a knife, the word treifa is not extra. You need a legufe. For yoidin also, Rashi says, gabe behema, mi kule meilo, treifa mi tmeyo, ki learn out a behema to treifa, from the loch of a behema to tmeyo, tmeyo lehoi salo shas hakosho. A behema tmeyo never had a shas hakosho. It was never muta biachilo. Maybe that's why the loch is all different about the chelev. Ma'ashenkein, treifa, Hoysel Shas HaKosher, but the behemah became a treifa, it once had a Shas HaKosher. But since it had the locha first, like a regular behemah, maybe the issa does not change. In the chitay, maybe you tell me, treifa mi betin, Michael Maimor, that's a good svar, the behemah first became a treifa later on. But what's going to be a behemah that was born a treifa? It was born a treifa chura, it should have the same aloch like a behemah tameya. So Mara says still, the mina mi weaker. But I'll call upon him with this type of an animal, there are types that are Torah. There are types that are Torah. So therefore, that's why the locher is, that the hemah is chaylev taka. So by treifa pshita, the chaylev is Torah. You do not need a special person that teaches that. Lachur is pshita. It's not doimo to behemah tameya. It's more so true. El arad omar rov says like this. Ha Torah omar, the Torah says, yovoy is a nevela, the Yichol al Issa Chelev, that the Issa Nevela now is chal upon the Issa of Chelev. That says, a Mishum Ochol le Tachlu, the Seif of the Kro Pisha, by Nevela Trefa, le Chai the Sochloi, Mishum Chelev, a Mishum Nevela, a Mishum Trefa. That's the Chish of the Pasuk right now. To teach us that Shalai Tayyim, you should not say, Ein Issa Nevela Trefa, chal al Issa Chelev. That's the Chiddush. Rivu no in the Behema. First one is born, there's an issa to eat the chaylev. Now, when the behema dies, there's another issa nevela. So the chiddush is that the issa nevela is chal upon the issa chaylev. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. El Amar Rava, Hatzor Rama that Yovah issa nevela the yichal issa chaylev, and Yovah issa treifa. Same thing, the behema becomes a treifa now. That it's chal the yichal issa chaylev. Utzricha ani both took him. The yashmin the nevela Torah would have just said the chiddush that the issa nevela. It's chal upon chaylev mishum de metama, because nevela has tumah to it. That's why it's a chomotei kisa. Therefore, it's chal upon chaylev. Avol treifa, but here's the treifa that has no tumah to it. And malay made the here's the treifa should not be chal upon the yisna chaylev. That's why the apostle the treifa also. Now the yashmin the treifa, the apostle would have just said that by treifa that it's chal on the yisna chaylev mishum the yisra mechayim, because here's the treifa is even chal when the behem is alive. Therefore, so chomer is even chal upon chelav also. Avu nevela, but this nevela, a malay. Since this nevela is only chal liyacha miso, so maybe it's not going to be chal upon chelav tricha. That's what the pasuk says. Veim a treifa unevela. To teach us that both the is a treifa and is a chelav, the is a treifa and is a nevela, is even chal upon chelav. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Hi, Trefa, my Yovali. What does it may do with the word Trefa? That the way it says by an oif. The shchit is mitai Trefa, so if you have an oif, that's a Trefa. And you make a shchit to run it. It is mitai from the Tumas Tavela. If so, why does the Pasuk say an extra word Trefa by an oif? Says Kashi Rabbi Meyam, Hi, Trefa, my Yovali. So it says, Mi boile le mutai shchita shilifnim. If you make a shchita by the oif that's inside, and that shchit does not help. And it's addressed like this. Ma treif v'shove v'fnim v'chutz, so yotza ha-shreich v'tayif chulim v'fnim, v'shech v'tifnim, there's no shashchita v'fnim, so there it's not mitayir midei nevela. Namuta ha-shchita shil v'fnim. For Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Gemara, treif, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this? Treif v'achrin iksiv. It says no term the word treifa. But she says, Gabi nevela, so'if tor, v'chor nefesh v'tayich nevela, or treifa. So that's how he knows this Russia. Rabbi Meir, what do we need two words treifas for? Chav lamutei shchita shilafnim, that a shchita is done inside the Beis Hamikdash, it's not mitar midei nevela. The chav lamutei oif tomei. We want to teach us that an oif tomei has no tumas nevela. And with Ashur Mifua, only a oif that has an issa treifas to it when it dies is your tumas nevela. By shaking an oif tomei that has no issa treifas on it, there's no tumas nevela. Rabbi Yehuda, Minavela nafkle, he learns that from the word Minavela. Rabbi Meir, hi Nevela so mayovedle, what does he do with the word Nevela? So he says, Lashir achilas kezayis. Come to teach us how much you have to eat. Yes, you have to eat a shir of a kezayis. That's how much of this Issa Nevela is metamiyu. But the more of a typically mikro kama, but that's in the first pasuk. But the ask rachmona blushin achila, see the Torah said blushin of achila. Achila always means Bikazayas, v'anefesh asher teichal. So achil always means a kazayas. So pshita you have to eat a kazayas of it to be metamiyu. Verse says, chad l'shir achila, bikazayas. So chad, and the second pasuk is, l'shir achila, b'chtei achilas pras. That you have to eat this kazayas within the 2 or 3 minutes, within the time it takes you to eat an achilas of a pras. You should not wait longer, this kazayas that takes you to eat achilas pras. That's the Kiddush. So most of it is, because otherwise, Sakuda the Chamin of Abra thought to say, Hoyo v'chidishu, since this halacha, that's the Kiddush, that's Matam Yulabes Abluya. We don't find any other place that it only become tummy through eating it. Usually become tummy by touching it. So if so, Abra thought to say, Yois Mitech Yos Pras, Namil Tame, even if eat this Kazayas in a longer period of time, that it would take you to the Pras, half a loaf of bread, take you more. Then a few minutes, you still become Tomei. Come on, Shmuel, that's the Chiddush, know that you have to eat this Kezayis, Bedavka, within the shear of an Achilles Pras, within the 2 or 3 minutes. The Eternal Rabbon went to the Brace like this. The Pasuk says, V'chelev Nevelo, V'chelev Trefa. What's this talking about? So, V'chelev Behemoth Torah, Hakosim Medaber. The Pasuk is going to teach us that by Behemoth Tameya, even though the behemoth becomes an avela, that there's no tumor on the chalif. So Mora says, I'll tell you, you're telling me the chalif behemoth Torah, the Pasuk is talking about the chalif of the behemoth Torah across the Medaber, the teacher that there's no tumor in the avela on the chalif, maybe not that way, and the chalif behemoth Tameya. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about the chalif of the behemoth Tameya. Teaches on that chalif, there's no tumor on it. So I'm going to tell you like this. Tihar Mechlal Shchuta. The Tia Mechlal Chelev. It says that it's Tor if you make a Shchita, and it's also Tor, the Chelev is Tor. And so, Mak is Tia Mechlal Shchuta. The Torah, when the Torah says if you make a Shchita, there's no Tumas Nevela. It means by Behemet Torah, because by Behemet Temeya, there's no Din of a Shchita. And so, Avki Shetir Mechlal Chelev. When the Torah says there's no Tumor on the Chelev, I tell you, the Torah, the Pasuk is talking about the chelav of a behemoth Torah for Leibet Tameya. It's not talking about a behemoth Tameya. A behemoth Tameya, even its chelav, is also Tamei. So Mar says, maybe no. Like Klach Lederach Zu, maybe dash in a Pasuk like this. Tia Mechlal Nevela. This Pasuk says there's no Tumas Nevela on chelav. V'tia Mechlal Chelav. That on an oif Tamei is no Tumas Nevela. Who adin v'tia Mechlal Chelav? There's also, there's no Yisra Chelev, and so Ma Kishetir Mechlal Nevela. B'tmeyom, when the chiddush is by oif tamei, that has no issur tumas nevela on it. The loyd v'tayru, it's not talking about an oif tor, maybe afke shatir mechla chelub. The pasuk says here that the chelub of a behema is tor, afke shatir mechla chelub, b'tmeyom, for loyd v'tayru. So maybe it's not talking about the chelub of a behema, of a tmeyom, and not of a tayru. So how do you know which way to say pshat in this pasuk? Where it says Amata fail like this, that Amata Kishabob Bederzu, we're learning about this way, this